players. One Cube Draft. This summer, Cube Draft Trilogy.
Welcome to Red Mage, Blue Mage. It's round two. It's me versus Veronica. Veronica, are you feeling rested and refreshed?
I think I slept for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, we were...
A little over an hour.
Yeah, it was probably an hour 15, something like that.
Yeah.
It was legit.
It was a good nap. I needed it. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, that's almost certainly true.
Going to bed at 8:30.
Well, you know, this just means you won't have any excuse
exactly
for what happens in this game.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or maybe it means you're empowered.
Exactly.
All right, so you're going first, right?
I'm keeping.
I am also keeping.
Good.
I haven't even looked at my hand yet.
You did. You just looked at it.
No.
I literally watched you.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is a Maverick situation.
Okay. GG.
GG.
WP.
Good, good. Why play?
Congratulating right. Already. Good game. Game over. Veronica's played a forest.
I'm playing a Savai Triome.
Ooh.
And I'm done.
What does that do?
It taps for red, white, or black when it comes to play tapped.
You ended up with multiple triomes.
I love, love, love.
Veronica's going green, green, green. I wonder what kind of big old green creature she's got. The ideal.
I mostly can edit out your burps, and then Matt's saying something, and you're just like, not much I can do about that one. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I'll play Flooded Strand. I'm going to go ahead and crack it. Look for an island card. And I'm going to get a Ketria Triome.
What does that do?
Taps for green, blue, or red.
Wow.
Done.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa. Another forest.
Yeah, and you know what?
Hmm.
That's all I'm going to play.
This is actually kind of similar to how me and Matt's first game went.
Yeah, it was lots of playing land and doing not much else for a while. Yeah, Veronica, you missed two games where I did this exact same thing and returned all of our cards to our hands and basically reset the game at a certain point and prolonged them.
So you have that to look forward to when you play them.
Yeah.
I'll play Ophiomancer. It's a 1... No, mm-hmm. Sorry, a 2-2 that makes 1-1 snake. Your turn.
So it's Veronica's turn. The Ophiomancer made a snake token. Veronica's about to put the hulking trample beast or something out.
I would love to see that card. The hulking trample beast. 30-30 trample.
The trampling hulkabeast.
I can't play my creature yet.
Oh.
I know. But I can play...
I know.
I'm so sorry. I can play...
Always change the
I don't want to pay. I don't want you to see my enchantments yet, so...
Seems smart. So Veronica passed the turn. All right, so here's the board situation. Three lands for everybody. Oh, Temporal Mastery.
It's a miracle.
Oh, so you can afford that? It just costs two. Huh?
Yep, when you miracle it. So I take an extra turn after this one.
Wow. Is that all it does?
Happenstance, or did you somehow...
Nope, just happenstance. Okay. So miracle is if you drew it, it's the first card you drew that turn, you can pay its miracle cost, which is a discounted cost instead. So, I'll go ahead and play my land for the turn, and I'll attack you for three.
Owie.
Kenny seems to have the advantage right now.
Well, you know, I knew when I was creating this deck that I might have totally fucked myself.
That's true, you were mentioning that.
All right, it's my turn again. Draw my card. It's another miracle. No, it's not a miracle.
It's another Temporal Mastery.
I can't believe it. I'm actually cheating. I'm going to pay three, and I'm going to destroy target permanent. I'm going to vindicate one of your forests.
Wow.
So you destroy it.
Yes.
It gets exiled or graveyard?
Just graveyard. I'll attack you for three.
Owie.
Oof-da.
I'm done.
Looks like Veronica needs some cheaper cards.
Yeah, she does. Thanks, Matt.
Or some more mana.
She mentioned she was two colors, so I think she's missing a color right now. That's a damn shame.
You are literally the worst. Okay, I have to discard a card.
This is just expert analysis live.
Yeah, I can't play
that. Ooh, she has to discard the Beastmaster Ascension.
Can you get out of my graveyard?
That's public domain, dude. That's public knowledge. The public has a right to know what's in your graveyard.
The people have a right to know.
Yeah.
Attack you for three.
Owie.
I'll pass the turn.
It's becoming repetitive at this point. Well, he's just hitting you for three every turn. You know what I mean. It's been three turns of that. There's the other color. She's white and green, folks.
Celestia.
That's a common combo, isn't it?
Yep, that's a fine combo.
There's not really any colors that aren't comboed when it comes down to it.
I forgot you guys didn't know what my colors were yet.
Mm-mm. No, we truly didn't.
I played a creature.
The Voice of Resurgence.
Okay, I'm done.
And what does that do? When an opponent casts a spell during your turn, or when Voice of Resurgence dies, put a green and white elemental creature token onto the battlefield with this creature's power and toughness are each equal to the number of creatures you control.
Which is a lot.
A mouthful.
Okay. So, it dies, you get a token with power and toughness equal to the number of creatures you control.
That's right. I'm going to attack you for one.
I'll take it.
I'll play Obnixilus Reignited.
Was there an Obnixilus Ignited card?
There is an Obnixilus the Fallen. And he was a creature. And the whole idea was he used to be a planeswalker, but he got trapped on a plane. And so this is his return to form.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go ahead and minus three to destroy target creature, the Voice of Resurgence.
Get my green creature out.
So wait, you have a token that is 0/0 though, right?
It counts itself.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So it's a 1/1 right now.
I'm a little cutie pie.
I'm done.
Whatever. I have some good cards in my deck, and if I ever got to them...
I would show you a thing or two.
Yeah.
This game is still... We're right in the meat of it.
Yep. Yeah.
The juicy, tender that. Meat. So she's playing the Student of Warfare. Classic human, am I right?
Studying war all the time.
Freaking idiots.
All done.
So that's a 1/1 that you can level up to become bigger.
Yes. Stronger. Faster.
More strikier. Because it gets double strike eventually.
Play Azorius Signet. I'm going to play Urza Academy Headmaster.
Urza's back.
You actually got that one?
I did. No one else wanted to mess with him.
Yeah, I've literally never tried to build a 5-color deck.
Alright, so I'm going to minus 1. Urza. Draw 3 cards, then put a card from your hand on top of your library.
Ooh.
Nice. And then I'm going to go ahead and draw a card and lose a life, rather. From Ob.
Why are you at 18?
Because I used my Flooded Strand at one point, and I've done this. I don't know, I've lost some life from random stuff. You hit me once, I think.
No, I didn't.
I'll put myself at 20 then.
No.
I think that's why. And then I'm done.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, planes.
Finally. I'm so sorry.
Will you relish being a poor man's wife?
I relish being your wife. Look around.
We're going to get copyright infringement because we're just like nailing the notes so perfectly.
Elvish Piper.
That's potentially an issue.
Hey. She's got some more land, right? Oh no, you can put a creature card from your hand onto the battlefield. Wow.
Maybe she's got Emrakul in hand right now.
All done.
White Steel Colossus.
Gotta put a stop to that. Alright, let's start by doing a minus 1 on Urza. Create 2/3/3 green beast creature tokens.
Oh, it changes every single time?
Yeah, you get random effects.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so the card says, look at the pluses and minuses on that one.
Head to askurza.com and click +1, -1, -6.
Have you ever done the minus six before?
I think so, yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Going to electrolyze. Does two damage divided as I choose among any number of targets. So I'm going to do one damage to Elvish Piper and one damage to Student of Warfare. And I draw a card. And then I'm going to tap four. Play Skin Render. Put three minus one counters on target creature. So I'll get your elemental. I'll attack you for three.
You could attack me for so much more.
I just put these into play.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Trust me, I would. And I'll plus one Obnixilus to draw a card and lose a life.
I think I'm going to win this.
You still got it, dude. I was in the same position. You need a board wiper, that's all.
And then I'm going to suspend a Rift Bolt. I'm done.
Should be noted that I did lose.
You didn't?
It did lose.
Yeah, I know.
So, even with the board wiper, it doesn't necessarily mean you'll win. I was shocked.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I thought there was just semen.
I wiped
and everything.
The board. Freylise. Llanowar's Fury.
Not the elves.
I'm going to plus two her. And I get a 1/1 green elf droid creature.
Elf droid?
Mm-hmm.
Elf druid.
And it comes onto the battlefield with, when you tap, you add a tree to your mana pool.
Here it is.
Cheers. Thanks. that's it.
Okay. All right, my Rift Bolt goes off. I'm going to do three damage to your elf droid.
Put it right here. I got a stack of them.
And I'll attack you for 11.
Für Elise.
I'm dead.
Good game.
It was fun.
Dang. All right, there's potential there, though. Veronica's Piper didn't get to get used at all. She didn't get to put any sort of beasts out here.
She also just got hosed by the mana at the beginning.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was a questionable keep, potentially. Maybe.
She smiles.
Round two. Fight!
I'm not cutting your deck and you're not cutting mine.
All right.
Ain't no guests how it's going to be. All right, folks. Welcome to the Bourbon Bowl.
Wow, Dan. Did you come up with that all by yourself?
Whose feetsies?
Those are mine.
Are you going first, Veronica?
I lost.
Yeah, so you get
it's your
pick.
Choice.
Oh, yeah, I'm going first.
So accusatory.
It's a new adventure every time, you know.
Oh,
here's my prediction. Oh, Veronica's going to win this game.
That's bold.
She's going to have six life left.
Wow.
What about Kenny?
That's a very interesting guess.
He'll have zero because you won.
Yeah, but how far in the negatives will I be when I die?
It doesn't matter. It's not important. You don't get to negative. Zero, zero.
That's not true, actually. It does keep track of negatives.
Because there's points where you can't lose the game.
Right. Yeah. So if you have Platinum Angel, it keeps tracking how negative you've gone.
And you have to get back to one to be alive if you can lose the game. Then.
Yeah, if you lose the Platinum Angel and you're at negative 300 life, then you die.
Wait, who picked that up?
Me. I picked up basically every artifact creature that I found.
All right. GG, WP.
Good, good.
That's how I feel. Why play?
Yeah.
I'm going first.
Keeping your hand?
Yeah. I'm playing a land and tapping that land.
Playing out of order.
What do you mean?
It's fine. You put the creature down first. But oh. We get it. You had the mana to back it up. So.
Yep, you're good. Fast spawns.
You can search for something, right?
It means she can play as many lands from her hand as she wants at the cost of one life for every extra one she plays.
I'll play them all.
So I lost two life.
That's a juicy first turn.
Yeah.
So she comes out with three lands now, two forests and a plains, and a...
Enchantment.
Enchantment. So she can always play as many lands as she has in her hand.
Yep.
Wow.
You can really dance.
You can really land.
Do you... You have it stacked.
What are you talking about?
You literally had that.
You
could have
cut. You
first.
Insisted that neither of us cut, so I don't know what to tell you.
That's true. I will... Judge says...
Are you? It's do you want to passes. Tell the audience what you just played?
I played a Savai Triumph tapped.
If you listen to our last game, it's the exact same card. Interesting.
It is
interesting. Are you all done?
You know, I'm all done.
It is interesting, especially because when Kenny and I played, we didn't repeat cards at all.
Yeah. Literally every card was unique.
When Kenny and I played, we didn't do that.
How am I getting insulted for, like, trying to help you out?
Dude.
You know, back when I was in Colombia with Luke.
Oh, my God. I'm all done.
That was the same voice that you used there when you were talking about, when me and Kenny. That's how you make fun of me and Luke.
Okay, I'm done.
Do you do a lot of reminiscing?
No, but every time I talk about it was one trip I went on with Luke by ourselves, she's just always so offended by it. She's like, oh, you had so much fun with Luke, huh?
Well, because it's, no.
But you don't have fun with me.
No. It's literally, it was like every other word that came out. Well, oh, that reminds me when I was in Colombia, and I was on the coffee farm with Luke, and oh, when we were in the hostel, and we were eating our fish and talking to people. I was like, dude.
We were drinking anus liquors.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck off.
We were being anus liquors.
Oh, another land.
So what I've learned is that Veronica resents that I have fun with other people without her.
That's what it comes down to. I think that's the key thing.
I'm all done.
Oh, you had a good time with somebody else?
Cool.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm gonna do?
How many colors are you, Kenny?
He's every color.
I can paint with all the colors of the wind.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
I'm going to vindicate your planes. Destroy it.
You are literally the worst.
That card's been in every game, too. I am starting to sense that there might be a plot.
Veronica. All done. Let's move along quickly now.
Redirect attention here. You guys see it's snowing? Snow is happening again.
Oh, I'm playing Crucible of Worlds, and I can play land cards from my graveyard.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's pretty saucy.
So you can play you can play lands just all day long.
I literally got that, because I was like, wow. I bet you Kenny's going to have some stupid card. He's going to keep getting rid of my lands, and I need every land.
That's juicy. If you had Armageddon with the combo of Fastspawn and Crucible.
Ooh, so you can just pull them right back out.
Destroy all the lands, and then you just play all of yours again.
All done.
You don't have that, right?
That is a white card.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous all of a sudden.
Is it hot in here? Look around at my green and white deck.
I'm gonna play Coercive Portal.
What does that do?
Basically, it says I draw an extra card on my turn.
Oh, okay.
It says it in a lot of words, but
there's like a paragraph.
So what it actually says,
conditions, right?
It says, Will of the Council, at the beginning of your upkeep, starting with you, each player votes for Carnage or Homage. If Carnage gets more votes, sacrifice the portal and destroy all non-land permanents. If Homage gets more votes or the vote is tied, draw a card.
So it's always going to be tied in the case of having two people, typically.
Right. So either I want everything to be destroyed, in which case my opponent doesn't, which means we would tie and I would draw a card. Or I want to draw a card, and I get to draw a card.
Yeah.
So it's just 4 mana, draw an extra card.
Yep. And if you're actually playing with more than
then it would
two,
be different.
It would be more interesting.
Yeah. So are you done?
I am. And that's what it was originally intended for, multiplayer.
Makes sense.
I went heavy on the enchantments, so it's like, again.
You gonna drop another enchantment on us?
The Piper. Oh! I remember that card. So familiar. Also, these lands, same.
No, those are different, dude. Don't even try.
All done.
Nice.
AD.
So this one allows me to put a creature card from my hand
into play for the cost of one forest. That's pretty juicy.
Very juicy. I'm going to play Bituminous Blast.
Cascade.
Yes, so...
You're going to destroy one of your creatures.
When I play the spell, I remove cards from the top of my library until I reveal a non-land that costs less, and I get to play that for free. There's Rift Bolt. So I'm going to do 3 damage to you, and then Bituminous Blast does 4 damage to your Elvish Piper.
He just never lets you have any fun.
Thank you,
Matt. Travesty.
Travesty.
I'm really excited for Taskmaster tonight.
Do you have any idea what my outfit is?
No, absolutely not. I'm really scared.
I gave it a hint. So I
Is it a Hamilton costume?
No. 3 plus 2.
You dressed as Peggy?
No. And Peggy.
It's going to be like something that one of the other contestants wore.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I viewed it.
That's nice. I like that.
In its first season. Because I think that's the only season I've seen.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. All done.
I still haven't decided what I'm going to wear.
So an extra car. That's true.
I was all over it. Matt was like, oh, I swear to God, if you give away my golden cat.
You still don't even know where it is.
I'm
just saying.
I don't
care.
Like,
if you cared about it so much, then, like, you'd probably know where it's at.
Play Rurik Thar, the Unbowed. It is a 6/6 vigilance reach. It attacks every turn if able. And whenever a player casts a non-creature spell, it does 6 damage to that player. So more enchantments. Go for it.
That's an enchantment?
No, anything that's not a creature. When you cast a spell, it will do 6 to you.
Okay.
Done.
Lands don't count into that either, because they're not spells.
That's right. Look out, world. That would be enough.
I'm going to -2. My girl. I'm going to destroy this artifact.
My Azoria signet.
Yeah. Gotta do it! Okay. I hate this creature, because it's going to attack me either way.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
He's a two-headed ogre.
All right, Amanda.
I'm going to attack Frailis with Rurik Thar.
She says no, thank you.
You can block.
Yeah.
Right?
I block it with my elf.
Okay. It is blocked.
What does reach mean?
Means it can block flyers.
Ah, that's right.
Done. He's a tall boy.
He's a big guy.
+2.
Smart. What does her ult do?
I just draw a card for each green creature I control.
Gotcha.
All done.
Draw my cards.
We're killing it.
Yeah, I mean, this is what this deck does, apparently. Me and Matt did a lot of this in our games. Right, I'm going to sacrifice Flooded Strand to get a Plains or Island. Get my Ketria Triome. And I'll attack Frailis with Rurik Thar.
Same old, same old.
Get blocked. I'm done.
It's going to be the same thing over and over again.
Pretty excited. I don't know that Rurik Thar has ever been cast in the history of the cube.
Really?
I really like him.
He's certainly interesting.
He's very good against control. Because you get him into play, and he, I mean, he puts a lot of pressure, obviously, but then they like try to do all their sneaky stuff.
And he just does 6 damage.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, so you made another token.
Looks familiar.
Draw my cards. Now we're talking. This is what I'm talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Flying.
Playing Glorybringer, Flying Haste.
Bombo number 5.
I can exert it to do 4 damage to a non-dragon creature. So I'm going to attack. I guess I'm going to attack Frailis with both of these. And I'm going to exert the dragon to do 4 damage to your elf.
So your, how can you attack?
So he's basically destroying that creature first, right, and then killing Frailis.
Right.
Well, she's at 7, so she'd just go down to 1. Yours would die.
He's dealing
6/6 and a 4/4.
Yeah.
But he did only 4 to this.
He did that with an ability.
Oh.
That stacks on top of that. Yep. Unfortunately.
Wow, Kenny. So much fun playing with you.
Your turn.
Yeah, that dragon's made it out a lot too, Veronica. I do think there might be some sort of cahoots.
I think part of it is down to I just wind up drawing most of my library every game.
Take your logic out of here. We don't need that.
I think it comes down to the fact that in both the games we played, it went on for 30 plus minutes and we went up with...
I had 8 cards left in my deck.
Somehow we keep playing the same cards. Spawnwraith. Trying to sneak that in?
No. No, no, no.
No?
I'm taking 6 damage.
Sick. Love that.
Can't keep living in fear.
Yeah, you tell him.
I'm all done.
I can't keep living in fear.
It's a miracle!
I don't believe it.
So Kenny gets an extra turn.
You can kill me.
Probably.
I mean, this,
he can exert.
I exerted 10, this. Right? I exerted this, so it means it doesn't untap this turn.
Oh, but next turn you will.
Yes.
Next turn you're going to kill me.
So I'll go ahead and attack you for 6.
Then I'm at 3.
Well, you have a blocker.
You can block if you want. Yeah.
My creature.
And then he can just do 10 damage to you next turn.
Yes, that's true. My next turn. GG. Well played.
Wowzer.
Wow.
Kenny's, a handshake.
Kenny's deck is a little outrageous. He always has an answer, it feels like.
Okay, so Veronica, while we were drafting, you were saying that I would see your deck and then I would be mean to you and say,
I did not say you would be mean to me. I said that that's an interesting combo.
I think green white is perfectly fine.
Okay, so you don't have anything that to say about how I could have done it better next time.
I think the only thing that...
See?
I think, well, you're asking. I think the thing that got in your way, because I saw the cards while you were putting your deck together, and they all make a lot of sense. I think your mana was tricky.
Yeah.
Like, you had a lot of mana symbols in the cards that you wanted to play, but you didn't have a lot of lands that helped you do that. It was just forests and plains. And when you have especially like a cheap deck where most of your cards don't cost very much, it's even more important to have good mana because, oh, I have this 2-drop that requires 2 white mana. That means I need to reliably hit 2 white mana each game for that to have the best impact that I can. That being said, I was soaking up like all the lands that draft because I had my nonsense deck going on.
Is that what you call that type of deck?
5-color nonsense, yeah. Matt and I were talking about that too, and just in Cube in general, it's you want to prioritize lands more than you would normally because all the cards in the Cube are good, but if you can't wind up casting them, that's what's going to lead you into trouble potentially. Yeah. But as far as the deck that you put together, it looked like a very aggressive, low to the ground, green white creature deck.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Low to the ground.
Well, I think I should beat Matt for sure with it.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, we're going to wrap up there today. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Show you.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.